G-67, Fiori Frontieri Global Headquarters, Colorado Springs, Colorado. From in front of the Fiori Frontieri building in Colorado Springs, a lone Blitz news reporter stood ranting like a street preacher of the apocalypse about the dangerous and unregulated research that he insisted was being conducted behind him. The man spent most of his 3-minute report focusing on the uplift powers of telekinesis and telepathy, which the messengers from New Kerguelen would soon be sharing with untrustworthy governments, if they hadn't already, stressing for the millionth time how hellish the world could become when these things were in the hands of already power-hungry politicians. A dispassionate observer would surely have concluded that by this point, everyone watching Blitz News had either bought the fear-peddling nonsense that had been pumped into their homes over the past few months, or were utterly immune to it while waiting for whatever other kind of coverage kept them watching this admittedly slick station rather than any of the more informative, if more sedate, alternatives. As the reporter neared the end of his well-practiced rant, which contained no actual news and was running at such a high visibility time purely so Blitz could reach as many viewers as possible with this message of fear, a barrage of a dozen eggs rained upon him. Several connected, sending yolk dripping down his face. "Don't cut," he implored his cameraman and the station's producers in New York. "People have to see this. This is the reality of Dan McCarthy and Valerie Slater's America. Honest reporters who don't bend the knee to our new ICA and alien overlords are being physically attacked on the streets of our country. And does anyone care? As you can see, the other networks are so totally under Emma McCarthy's manipulative PR thumb, scrambling for comments and access to Dan in exchange for positive coverage, they haven't even sent anyone to report from here. Timo has a delegation in Buenos Aires. That's right, a privileged billionaire has the same access as our own ineffectual and untrustworthy president. But no one else considered it worth sending a single reporter to the building where we believed Timo is right now? These eggs and my solitude on this street tells you everything. The system is corrupt, and the only place you can see through it is here on Blitz News. From Colorado Springs," the reporter said, making a show of wiping egg from his eye just before signing off. "I'm Chet Miller." Precisely because there were no other reporters on the street, no one captured any footage of the unseen egg thrower, and no one followed Chet to the alley where he met the hooded figure and handed him the promised $500 for delivering the interruption as perfectly as they had planned. "You did good," Chet said. The low-level drug dealer shrugged and put the easiest money he'd ever earn in the pocket of his hooded sweater.
"Whatever, weirdo."
Chet smiled and set off to his van.
Weirdo or not, he'd gotten just what the station bigwigs asked for.